Good afternoon. Today is Friday, August 24th, 238th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Simple Country Therapist Luke Ruby.
Afternoon.
Tis. So, well, as is our custom, we'll find out what we're going to talk about after we hear the quote, which happens after the break. So let's, in order, break, quote, show when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby, but before we do, our quote this afternoon.
From the lovely L, Albert Einstein. I know not with which weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
I suppose that kind of tees it up for talking about sticks and stones will break my bones.
Well, either that or planning for consequences.
You know, all right, that would be more interesting than the other one.
The rule of unplanned consequence or unforeseen consequences. People don't plan ahead about what's going to happen when they do certain things.
The law of unintended consequences?
That's the one I was looking for.
Or the law of consequences, and you just haven't thought far enough to figure out what
unintended consequences.
That domino behind the one that you're trying to knock
There's always, I use that word advisedly, there's routinely.
No absolutes here, man.
There's routinely consequences for behaviors that we don't always think about or plan ahead for. And some are tragic, some are not.
I would imagine, though, that if you spent enough time really to analyze the ripples in the pond, you'd never throw the stone.
Well, it depends. There's calculated risk. If you want to go skateboarding, it's a wise idea to wear a brain skull or a skull hat, a brain cage. Oh, boy, I'm having a terrible time with the words today. Wear a helmet if you're going to go skateboarding. But it doesn't mean you have to always wear knee pads or elbow pads or hand wrist glove wrist thing, whichever's, right? But
bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. But it depends on a lot of things about what you do to take care of yourself. If you go without a brain cage and you get a contra coup injury in your head, that can affect you for the rest of your life in various uncomfortable manners.
Since we are on the cusp,
as it were,
of the Republican convention next week, acceptable risk has an interesting ring of authenticity to it.
Well, now we're getting into that quote we were talking about in between the lines before the show started, and that was about what Bob Hope said about Ronald Reagan. He doesn't have to lie, cheat, steal. He has an agent for that. Well, the same thing. Now, Romney's got an agent. He's got Ryan in there, so he's got an agent. And I just saw him in a news thing where essentially he said, take it, Ryan, or hit it, Ryan. This one's for you, Ryan. So Ryan now gets to take some of the heat off of the runner in order to dilute the things a little bit.
And I would imagine if it was just the candidate and the vice presidential candidate running, that would be one thing. But the minions, I love that word, minions.
Minions.
Yes.
Of which there are many.
The minions are out running around scurrying,
carrying. Make some M&Ms, many minions.
Yes.
scurry.
Giving the opportunity to trial balloon this, pot shot that.
Run this up the flag, see if it shoots it down or not, or salutes it, or et cetera.
So when we talk about unintended consequences, I'm wondering perhaps if the consequences were intended, I just don't want to be linked to causing that consequence.
There's that piece. There's lots of things that are started in love and war for a purpose, And then all of a sudden the worm turns when somebody else gets hold of it and gives it a twist that the other person hadn't thought about. Now they're in trouble. So it depends. There's lots of things in politics that start and they don't finish because economics gets involved, somebody knows how to lie better, or somebody calls them on the presumption, the facts. What was that you said about facts and politics?
I had forgotten already.
Okay.
I was focusing on unintended consequences. Well, and perhaps facts are one of those.
Facts are one of the unintended consequences of politics. They go to heck in a handbasket very quickly.
So as there is rhetoric, there is speech, there's political speech, there's conventioneering. In preparation for next week, for those who are either for or those who are against, everything with a grain of salt?
I would think so, including the acceptance speech. My fellow Americans, I want to thank you for this honor.
Well, that's in January.
I keep remembering Mark Twain's version of that fellow rode out of town tarred and feathered on a rail. If it weren't for the honor of it, I'd just soon pass it up, right? And so I keep wondering about people in politics. It's very difficult for an honest person to go very far in politics.
Without feeling as if you've been kneecapped, yeah.
No. I mean, without going very far, if you're honest.
Well, then we will pursue that in a sec. Well, actually.
Time's up.
240 seconds. KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, before the break, you said it's very difficult for an honest man to go very far in politics. Is that just Lou Quimby, snide kind of guy?
No.
Or is that Lou Quimby, I've done the cycle a couple of times.
Don't think so.
And don't see that really, if you speak the truth, it may not be as palatable as people would need.
People don't want to hear the truth, necessarily. People want to hear what they want to hear. And the truth isn't always what they want to hear. They want to hear to feel good. They want to hear to look good. They want to hear to be safe without having to do anything to be safe, like arm themselves with information, political trends, social trends, economic trends. What's happening with the, you start getting complex things like China policy and what are we doing to defend the United States?
So your contention is...
Besides good weapons.
Why not broad brush? You still don't have to misspeak or mislead. Why? I guess I would hate to think that the only people that are in any elected position are liars and half truth tellers.
Well, it's liar is a word that people react to terribly.
People who mislead others.
People want to hear their fantasies. They want to hear security without risk. They want to hear that they'll be protected without them having to be involved in standing up for things. So politicians...
So kind of like an isolationist, socialism-based government. I don't have to do anything to be safe. And we're not going to get in anybody's way, so nobody's going to attack us. doesn't there need to be reality in there somewhere, too?
Pre-World War II.
Yeah. Yeah. Wilson.
Good old Wilson. Well, if you remember the Secretary of State, Stimson, I think, of World War I, when the nascent Army Intelligence Corps was reading telegrams back and forth between Europe and some American business. Simpson got wind of that and said, you know, you guys have to stop all of this counter-espionage and espionage activities because gentlemen don't read each other's mail. Well, talk about terminal naivete, right? Okay. So then that goes to after Russia fell apart and the wall came down, then people go, gee, well, we don't need the FBI or the CIA anymore, but because the big bad bear is down on his knees. There are more Russian spies, agents, counter-agents now than there were before in America, before the Cold War, by count. So it didn't stop. And so, China has its own set of espionage agents as well. They're stealing military and economic secrets. People go, well, military secrets, I understand. Economic secrets, what's the problem? Well, economic secrets. They're cranking out tons and tons and carloads and shiploads of stuff they're selling over here. And yet it's difficult for us to sell stuff over there on a level playing field.
Basic ignorance, I guess, is always bliss. But I would think...
Until World War III comes along.
Yeah, until the domino falls.
I
would think that a majority of people would rather have a Winston Churchill kind of candidate with enthusiasm and passion, but saying, you know, everybody's going to have to step up, everybody's got responsibility, and not sugarcoat it like Chamberlain did.
Right.
Rather than having Chamberlain and seeing somebody who's actually speaking the facts not get traction.
Well, remember the Britain was an island country and it was only a hoop and a holler from the shores of France. So it was a lot more emergent over there. Americans kind of get to go deaf, dumb, and blind because this is a very large country with Canada, our friend, on one side, and Mexico, who knows, on the other. But other than that, we got two big oceans in Canada. So we don't feel threatened a lot about a lot of things. But
so that affords us the ability to be ignorant?
Oh, lazy, unattentive, withdrawn, naive. Yeah, you betcha, big time.
Now, if we accept that in our national politics, do we accept that in our business relations? Do we accept that in our personal relations?
Well, that's an interesting question. But national business, local business?
Yeah, and personal relations.
Say, Linda? How much money is spent on startups that don't go anywhere? Well, some. But then how are they selected? Sometimes they're selected only for their juiciness, their political appeal. They're not selected for their technological accuracy.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Simple Country Therapist.
Yes,
waxing,
we are. Yes, we
waxing
are.
Philosophical today.
Well, it's been a low achievement day. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I'm saying.
We're just going to step over the bar instead of trying to leap over it.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't want to hurt ourselves.
Yeah, I'm doing limbo the other way. Step over the bar.
Oh, before the break, we were talking about, I guess, people being lazy and ignorant in communication.
I don't think lazy.
You don't think so if you're not motivated to investigate.
Well, that doesn't mean you're lazy.
What does it mean?
Oh, it means maybe you've been seduced into somebody else will do it for you.
I still go back to Reagan, right? Trust but verify?
Trust and verify. You better believe
so
it.
So if somebody's saying, oh, don't worry about Medicaid, don't worry about Social Security,
then I say,
blah, 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 it'll be okay.
What's your plan to fix it?
Don't you investigate to see what the current status is and what are these plans?
As a therapist, I've learned early on in my career to pay attention to false reassurance. So, like, for example, a woman goes to a male doctor, and the doctor says, don't worry a pearl ahead about that, sweetheart. I'll take care of everything for you. Well, what does that mean? That means don't worry a pretty little head about it. Don't come into my office with a list of questions. The doctor's supposed to know all this stuff. Well, if somebody's got an outcome for me, I want to know what the plan is for how it's going to start and what the middle is and what the end is, where it's going to go. So, America's a great nation. We'll always come out on top. Really? Tell me your plan. How do you know we're going to always come out on top? Depends on what you know about business.
So doesn't that run completely counter to what you said is needed for someone to be a successful politician? To play to what the population wants.
That's how to be a successful population, politician.
Okay, so
if you want to be a successful population, up the gaffe, then you have to say, what's your plan? Give me 3 bullet points about how this is going to work out.
So why don't we have a juxtaposition of a successful politician being someone who does have ideas, who does have specificity, who does share some of those details?
Most of them are rogues who don't get the support to go the extra mile.
The ideas are rogue ideas?
No, the ideas aren't rogue ideas. Who's that guy who did the... who did the cars? Took on General Motors or
DeLorean? Give me an era.
the car that blew up, the Pinto with the gas tank in the rear.
Pinto was one, yeah.
Yeah, and he took General Motors or Chevy or Ford or somebody to task for that. And they tried to investigate him for drinking, drugs, women, homosexuality. They couldn't bust him for anything.
That wasn't Nader, was it?
Nader, Ralph Nader. Okay. Ralph Nader stood up for a lot of things about consumer rights and consumer goods that were shoddily made and then covered up. And so he took him to task for that, about all the cover-ups and the bad goods in the first place. And they threw everything they could at him. Private detectives, they tried to seduce him a couple of times with women or with men. And it didn't work because that wasn't his lifestyle. But when he runs for something, he doesn't get very many votes because he's not really reassuring, emotionally speaking. He's very reassuring, intellectually speaking, about what the facts and the figures are. But people want emotional reassurance. So, as a therapist, I've learned about false reassurance. They're there, don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. I'm here to help you. False reassurance occurs when there's no two-way question and answer going on. It's just emotional
platitudes.
Platitudes, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. I got people for that. Bob Hope said it.
Which tends to then sell on the political landscape. And the hard detail doesn't.
Right. Hard details.
When, in fact, the hard detail oftentimes is the plan.
Because there's no reassurance,
nobody is paying attention to the messenger.
And then nothing happens except the plan in the background, which is World War IV, tossed out with sticks and stones. So the unintended consequences often raise their ugly head. You think about Eisenhower putting in the freeway system in the United States in the 50s. Well, it's now over 50 years, and bridges are falling apart, and subsurface road structure is falling apart, and there's no plan to do anything about it. There's no fix for the road system. Well, gee, guess what we depend on in this country for distribution of goods and services? Two things, railroads and trucks. And they're not taking care of the railways. They're not taking care of the roads. When the Germans built roads, they went down three or four times as far as we do to lay a foundation. So the Autobahn, for example, is very stable in terms of earth movements. And resurfacing it is not a problem. They don't have miles and miles of potholes to deal with. So infrastructure is one thing. If you look at the water systems in this country, about how much water is wasted in city circumstances, city drainage, leaking water pipes, bad water systems. So I look at the infrastructure as opposed to all of the, we're all going to feel better 4th of July when we have our picnic and fly the flag. And I say, well, what about the roads getting us there? What are we going to do about that? They don't like talking about that.
You're just such a warm, fuzzy guy.
I am just such a warm, fuzzy guy. Imagine me in therapy.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather not.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, so if we're looking for a politician that has more than platitudes, that has some specificity, that we want, that has a legitimate opportunity to win, do we look, would you suggest, we look for more practical with some fuzzy on the edge, or fuzzy with a little practicality in the mix?
Well, I think pleasant is just fine. And being able to smile and nod and press the flesh and do small talk is great. I think everybody needs to know how to do that because it's very salubrious and greases the skids. But if they're a politician, they're standing up for whatever their area is, whether it's national, local, or county. And they have to represent all of the people. But instead of getting involved in representing small groups of people, which is frequently a lost fool's errand, I think they have to start paying attention to what the area needs, the country needs, the state needs, the county needs, the city needs, not only the people in it. You have to play to the people, but your plan has to be for the growth and development of the political entity.
So how do you make infrastructure sexy?
Well, you could put a bra on it.
Only if you are of that persuasion.
See, that's the problem, is that people respond emotionally to things rather than rationally to things. And when you have emotional responses, generally speaking, like that, then the politicians get to lie, cheat, and steal and have a heyday with very little substance. So, I, as a historian, I keep thinking of how things have gone in the past, why great states come and go.
That's what I was going to ask.
Rome, Britain.
Have there been other cultures that have been more reliant on practical than on emotional?
Well, it's interesting.
For their leaders?
If you look at Attila the Hun, the Mongols ruled for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But as soon as they got out of their practical landscape, which is the Russian steppes full of grass for their herds, as soon as they got into Europe, they couldn't fight anymore because they couldn't feed off the land. And then they went into Asia, and they had trouble in China, and they went as far as south as Vietnam and Burma. But as soon as they got away from the Russian steppes, where all their horses could feed all day long for hundreds of days on a hundreds of days schlep to a new territory to take it over, as soon as they got out of that, they were in trouble. So, the point being, what?
I was waiting for the wrap-up.
No idea. Oh, you got to pay attention to the structure, and you start paying attention to the people. When he started playing politicians in China with the Chinese governments, he lost it.
So hopefully the convention, we can be a little bit more insightful now.
Oh, you're so kind.
Yeah. Well, we can hope. We can pray. Thanks for coming by, Lou. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Well, kind of, sort of trying to. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. Enjoy your weekend.